Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 here at MVP Summit 2015. I'm here with my good friend. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
I'm Mark Rosenberg. I have been an MVP for the last 8 years, be nine hopefully in January.
Oh, good luck.
And then I'm also a Microsoft certified trainer, so I work teaching people how to actually program computers because I'm a .NET MVP.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what it means to be an MVP? How does one even become one?
Well, that's an interesting question, and it's actually a slightly nebulous and somewhat opaque process.
Okay.
And that's on purpose.
Okay.
They don't have a set list of this is what you do to become an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they look in total, what kinds of contributions do you make to the community? How many people do you talk to? How many people read your blog? Are you working on open source? In fact,
sure.
There are people now who write open source libraries. And they become MVPs.
That's awesome. That's quite a departure from what it used to be, is it not?
It is a huge departure from what it used to be. And part of that is because of the way Microsoft is looking at using and embracing open source now, they haven't done.
Oh, yeah. So tell us a little bit about what MVPs do in the community. I mean, obviously there's things that you do, but what are some things in general that MVPs do?
Well, like I said, they will often go out and work on open source projects.
Okay.
They speak at conferences. They run user groups. They work with like SQL Saturdays. In fact, a lot of the MVPs here speak at most of the SQL Saturdays, or a lot of them.
Events.
I have one friend, Denny, who's an MVP, and he's spoken at he gets out to about 20 or 30 SQL Saturdays.
Oh my goodness, that's quite a lot.
Yes.
So what are some of the stuff that you do as an MVP?
Some of the stuff I do is I speak at my local user groups,
sure.
Work with them. They needed space for a code camp, and because I work for a training company and we have a lot of rooms in our building, I was able to provide the space for the code camp.
Let's talk about community in general. What is your sense about community and why it's important in the programmer space?
Well, people, when you start out learning how to program, you can go take a class,
yeah.
And that's one thing. But you don't get really good. You'll never get really, really good unless you interact with other programmers.
Sure.
Unless you learn from other people. Well, Microsoft can produce and does produce through Channel 9 quite a bit of material that hopefully will help you become a better programmer and learn how to use the tools correctly and how to do best practices.
Sure.
But Microsoft isn't the only answer.
Of course.
MVPs are real world professionals.
Right.
And what that means is that we actually go out there and use the tools and we come up with scenarios that the product teams haven't thought of yet.
And that's interesting, right? Because I don't know, over the last 5 or 6 years, I've been making demoware, right?
Right.
In my previous role and now even here. And so it feels like MVPs actually are using the products. They're where the rubber hits the road, so to speak.
A lot of times. Now, MVPs generally become, I don't want to say experts, super experts, but they're generally very good at whatever tool they're using. So and they have them in all kinds of different categories.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, Excel or Access, there's
sure.
actually Xbox MVPs.
Oh man, that'd be a fun one.
I don't know where they're hanging out, but I'll bet they're having a really good time right now.
Absolutely. So what do you see as far as, what is the contribution that MVPs sort of contribute? What contributions do they make to Microsoft? You mentioned some of the community stuff. What other stuff?
Well, we are also a conduit for people outside Microsoft to help talk to, impress upon the product teams what's going on, how people are using the product, what problems they're having. Now, there are other conduits that the product teams have. They've become much more open, so
sure.
This is a much more two-way street than it used to be. It used to be we were like the conduit, practically. But now, because they're open source and everything's on GitHub, you can just go on GitHub and
sure.
write comments, and the product team will read it. Or they go on to some of the message boards, and a lot of the, especially the developer
sure.
side. The developer side tends to be a little more open, I think, than like Windows, where they can't really talk about what they're building right now.
Yeah, we've seen, and I'd like you to speak to this, we've seen kind of a change in how Microsoft is doing things. What change have you seen as an MVP, and what do you think?
Microsoft has totally embraced open source. When first they were not They didn't even like interoping with other tools. If you go back to the 90s, I think sure. Office didn't even interop with any other like word processor or anything. But Microsoft learns. They figure out, yeah, this isn't going to work. And so they've slowly become more and more open. The ASP.NET team and Azure have right. been very open about what they're doing, and especially ASP.NET. They've been open source for a while. MVC was open source when it first came out. NED framework has been open source for a long time. But I think because they saw what was going on there, all of Microsoft is now open source. In fact, the storage mechanism in Windows is actually an open source database.
That's awesome. I did not know that. What database is it?
I think it's MySQL, I hope.
Interesting. So it's, now it's something.
On camera, I'm coming up with something. I think I know what it
is. Yeah, but you know, just the fact that Microsoft is embracing open source, I think speaks to the fact that I think Microsoft doesn't care how you compute as long as you do it on Azure. Just saying.
Well, I think Microsoft is working to make their tools and the stuff that they have the best in class so that you'll want to.
Absolutely. So your reaction to this change?
And actually, I think it's really good that they have competition and all these things because it makes Microsoft better.
Sure. And your reaction? What do you think about this whole change?
It's taking a little time to get used to.
Yeah.
But I think Microsoft realizes that for all of us, it's going to take, internally included, that it's going to take some time.
Sure.
There are developers here who did not know what open source was or how it worked at all.
Right.
And now they're trying to figure that out, and it's taking a little bit of time for them, but I think in the long run they'll get it, and it'll actually be really, really good all the way around because they can find the best tools. Microsoft needs the best tools
sure.
to develop what they're doing, as well as everybody else. So if you're developing a line of business application, if you're designing an application for selling widgets, because that's what your company does,
mm-hmm.
you want to make the best one of those you can.
Absolutely.
And you need the best tools to do that. And I think Microsoft right now has all of the best tools to do that. And I think they will continue, especially here at MVP Summit, we get a chance to talk to the product teams, and that's what we've been doing, is talking to the product teams and figuring out, okay, how does the tool need to be better?
That's awesome.
And that's what they ask us. And that's what the product teams want to hear from even the people that are watching Channel 9. They want to hear, how do we make the best product we can? Because that Microsoft, yes, they would love you in Azure, they would love you on Windows, they would love you to use Office. What they want is to make the best tools, the best stuff, so that isn't a problem.
I like it. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us, bud.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, we're here at MVP Summit 2015. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9, and we'll see you next time. Take care.